Sport on RTE Radio 1.
7:36 and Des is here with the sports.
Yes, Gavin, and Celtic's problems continue. It's now four consecutive defeats under new manager Wilfried Nancy. They haven't lost four games in a row since 1978, and the crowd have turned on the manager already. They were beaten 2-1 last night by Dundee United. They took the lead early on through Maeda, and they could have scored many other goals, Celtic, but didn't. And Dundee United turned the game on its head then with two goals in 3 minutes in the second half. The fans turned on the manager Nancy during the latter stages, as well as Chief Executive Michael Nicholson, following the resignation of Chairman Peter Lawwell. He resigned earlier in the day, citing the level of abuse his family was facing from the supporters. Now, the English League Cup and Lewis Miley's stoppage time header sent the holders, Newcastle, into the semi-finals with a 2-1 win against Fulham. Galway's Alex Murphy made his first Newcastle appearance here in over a year. The game did look set for penalties after a cagey second half, but 19-year-old Miley headed home from a corner in the 92nd minute to secure Newcastle's win. Eddie Howe's side will now face Manchester City in one semi-final, with Chelsea taking on the winners of Arsenal and Crystal Palace, who meet next week. Ryan Cherki's superb first half strike helped Manchester City reach the semi-finals in their 2-0 win over Brentford. A deflected Savino strike killed off the contest midway through the second half. But Keith Andrews and Brentford were very frustrated that Manchester City did not get a red card in the first half. There is no VAR in operation in the League Cup until the semi-final stages. Tonight's action features the UEFA Conference League, with Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne playing their last game of the season. Neither side can qualify, but there is great financial incentive. Shelburne are in Slovenia to play Celje. Shamrock Rovers will be hoping to pick up valuable bonus money of £400,000 if they can get a home win against Hamrun Spartans of Malta. Tony O'Donoghue reflected on what's been a wonderful season with Rovers manager Stephen Bradley.
Yeah, I think it's been the most successful year in the club's history, if I'm being honest, the double and European group stage football. Yeah, it's a special year and like you said, it's been a long one and thankfully it comes to an end tomorrow.
At the end of a great season though, I mean, what stands out for you? I mean, the fact that the club hadn't won a double for so long, is that a big moment?
Well, just the fact that we hadn't done a double since 87. We'd lost the title last year, and to lose the title and then come back after having it 4 years in a row, come back and not only win it, but then to do the double and do the league phase in Europe is special. I think it shows the character and quality within the group. And we sat down the first day of pre-season. That was our three aims, and then we had to map out how we were going to achieve that. And yeah, the players deserve tremendous credit for like I said, showing that character to bounce back after the disappointment last year and going down a clean sweep.
This is the last game. Has it been difficult to keep players on it because you're out of season now, effectively? How did that work for you?
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's the same as last year. It's not ideal, but there's no excuses. We had it last year. We're used to it. It's not the reason why we haven't won games. Does it help? Of course it doesn't. But there's nothing we can do. It's about when it happens. It understands our league ends. We're going deep into Europe. It happens. There's no one can change that. So no excuses. It's not ideal, but it is what it is.
That's Stephen Bradley. At the World Darts last night, five-time champion Raymond van Barneveld was left stunned after falling to a straight sets defeat by Switzerland's Stefan Belmont in their first round clash at Alexandra Palace. In athletics, Brian Fay, Fiona Everard, Niamh Allen and Noah Harris will represent Ireland at the World Cross Country Championships that take place in Tallahassee, Florida next month. Scheduling has meant that some of the European Cross Country Championship athletes who performed so well in Portugal last weekend are unavailable for selection. In the third Ashes test, England have closed on 213/8. They trail Australia by 158 runs. And racing today is in Dundalk.
Thanks, Taz.